hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
The leukemia ball turns 25 this spring. And WTOP's Man About Town, Bob Madigan, says planning is already in full swing.
And this is the Leukemia Ball Holiday Luncheon at the Ritz-Carlton Tyson's Corner, where not only was the silver anniversary theme on display and the entertainment announced, foreigner and comedian Sinbad, but then...
I am standing here today because I am a survivor, and I've never had a blood cancer.
Julie Wright's an assistant dean at the University of Maryland College Park.
My husband Steve died at the age of 45. December 2003, after a two-year battle with first lymphoma and then leukemia, he underwent every treatment that was possibly available at that time.
The list was long.
You name it, he tried it, and still the cancer beat him. He should not have had to die. It wasn't because he didn't try hard. It wasn't because he didn't have great medical care at his disposal. It was simply because the one drug, the one treatment that could have saved him was not available.
Which is why Julie and her sons are involved with helping the Leukemia Lymphoma Society find that cure. Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
By the way, WTOP is a proud sponsor again of the Leukemia Ball. That's coming up on March 31st. We're at 36 right now. Very strong winds out there.